My name's Toby Wood, and I'm from Peterborough. It was February in 1966. My father found out that Duke Ellington, one of his heroes, was going to play at Coventry Cathedral. He tried to get tickets, but he wasn't able to. Then I remember him having a brainwave. He said, well, if Duke Ellington is going to be going to Coventry Cathedral, then he's going to have to practice, probably on the day that he does the concert in the evening. So we all drove across to Coventry Cathedral in the car, fairly new car, a Morris 1000 Traveller. I'd never been to Coventry before. Then we went into the cathedral itself, and would you believe it, there was Duke Ellington and his band rehearsing. This was wonderful. My dad said to me, come on, Toby, let's go and sit down and watch this. We sat towards the back because my dad was scared stiff that someone would come and say, you can't listen to this, you've got to leave. But gradually, after a couple of tunes, we moved forward and forward and forward, and we ended up on the fourth row, you know, being as quiet as mice and just sitting there as quietly as we could, trying not to be noticed in case we got thrown out. Every now and again, Duke Ellington would say, stop! And he'd stop the band. And he'd obviously picked up something that wasn't quite right. I couldn't notice any difference. It all sounded pretty good to me. My dad couldn't understand how all these people were coming in to look at Coventry Cathedral, the building itself, and walking around the aisles, keeping fairly quiet. But they clearly didn't know it was Duke Ellington playing at all. My dad found this absolutely amazing. He almost felt like shouting out, don't you know who's here? Don't you know this is Duke Ellington? Even from a very, very young age, I've always thought that churches are places that people ought to go to, whether they're worshippers or not. They ought to be open to the public. I actually thought it was quite fitting, particularly as there was a choir working with Duke Ellington as well, and therefore the voices seemed to fit in the large building. There was me, a 14-year-old boy, more interested, I have to say, in the Beach Boys than Duke Ellington. Transfixed, if you like, by what we were hearing and seeing, particularly my dad, of course. Towards the end, they'd finished their rehearsal and Duke Ellington just disappeared. I don't know where he went to. We didn't even try to meet him, but he just went and that was it. The experience was over and we got back into the car outside and went home to Peterborough.